Even before we reached the bar, I knew what was going to happen. They were going to buy me a beer whether I wanted one or not. I hadn't had a drink since that stormy January night more than 9 years ago when I had turned my will over to God. In my life, anyhow, alcohol had clearly always been a destructive thing. "But what should I do now, Lord?" I asked aloud in Dutch. And suddenly I knew that I had to go ahead and drink that beer, that to turn it down would be to turn them down, that their kindness and hospitality ranked higher with God than one observance of a rule. 20 minutes later, eyes watering from the powerful homemade brew, I once again shook 20 hands, laughed, wished them the speediest of all possible salvations, and went on my way. It took 40 minutes of high-speed travel down the highway before the mud that had been trapped on the wheels of my little car stopped thumping the sides of the fenders. My final night in Yugoslavia, the night for which I had been sent back across the border, I had met a man whose closest friend lived in Sofia. "Petrov is one of the saints of the church," he had told me. "Will you go to see him?" And, of course, I was delighted. I had memorized Petrov's address, so as not to have it written down on my person in case I got into trouble with the authorities. Now, as I sat on a hillside looking down over Sofia, I marvelled at how God used the very last person I spoke to in one country to give me the first contact I needed in another. Sofia was a beautiful sight, stretched out below me, the mountains rising beyond, the round domes of her Orthodox churches sparkling in the late afternoon sun. But how in that vast metropolis was I to find the street where Petrov lived? My Yugoslav friend had warned me that it could be dangerous for him if a foreigner were to go around asking for it. So when I checked into my hotel, the first thing I did was to ask for a plan of the city. "I'm sorry, sir, but we're all out. You might try the bookstore on the corner." But the bookstore was out too. I went back to the hotel and asked the clerk if he was quite sure he had no maps at all. He looked at me suspiciously. "What do you want a map so badly for?" he asked. "Foreigners shouldn't go wandering just anywhere." "Oh," I said, "just to get my bearings. I don't want to get lost, not speaking Bulgarian." The clerk seemed satisfied. "All we have," he said, "is this little one here." He pointed to a small hand-painted street plan under the glass on his desk. It would never be of any help to me. Only the names of the biggest boulevards were shown. But I bent over the map to please him, and as I did, I saw an amazing thing. The cartographer had indeed penned in the names only of major avenues, with one terribly important exception. There was a single tiny street just a few blocks from the hotel that had a name on it, and it was the street name I was looking for.